What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 109 of the Foundation First Fitness Show with Bob Akon. We are finishing off our segment on seven things every athlete should be doing. This is going to be an interesting one. I think this is one of the most, probably the most like new, not new because it's been done for a while, but starting to slowly sneak its way into the athletic world, the sports world, and the training world, as we become more and more kind of involved and interacting with the psychology of sports and the psychological aspects and effects of sports and competition, when it comes to sleep and recovery. This is one of those tools that's been used by a lot of sports therapists as a way to kind of mitigate a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, help with sleep, help with focusing. Not only is it really used in the sports world with athletes, but it's also used in the business world and general health environments as well. This is slowly becoming something that I've noticed that I speak to a lot of people that are doing. It's funny because about 3 to 4 years ago, it was hard for me to find someone that actually did it. Now, 3 to 4 years later, it's actually quite the opposite. It's a lot more challenging for me to find someone that's either doesn't do it or has never tried it or didn't at one point in time have it as a regular part of their daily lives. And that is meditation. So I'm not going to get into the nit grit of meditation and how to really do it. I'm going to give you some kind of feedback, some pointers, places where you can go get some more information on this, not more information, but more structured meditation resource, because I think that this is something that's, I don't want to dive into the meditation aspect of it. It's more just, I wanted to touch a bit on it and the reasons why I recommend a lot of my athletes do it. Meditation is something that's kind of come about in recent years, and a lot of the benefits that you're going to see from meditation primarily revolve around the consistency of it. So if you're consistently meditating, there is a much higher chance that you're going to start reaping the benefits of it. Okay. So a lot of people, they meditate one time and then they're like, oh, I never felt the effects of it. Well, it really comes down to your ability to do it on a consistent basis for you to start getting better at, allowing the thoughts, to kind of pass through your conscious mind and just kind of allow them to just kind of like be present, be aware, be kind of like aware that they're there, but not draw too much attention to them and just allow them to come and go. And that takes a little bit of practice just to be able to get better at. And the more you do it, the more frequently you do it, the more powerful meditation becomes. Now, from the standpoint of recovery, meditation is actually super important in the sense that if you are dealing with a lot of anxiety, so a lot of athletes do deal with anxiety, especially around competition time, as you near competition time, anxiety has a way of making it harder for you to A, fall asleep, B, it taxes your nervous system a lot more throughout the day. And that's affecting your ability to prepare for the competition and for your performance leading up to it. A lot of people struggle with that. That's one of the areas where meditation actually has a huge benefit. The difficulty is a lot of people don't realize that they're struggling or their anxiety level is kind of hitting a little bit more of a critical level until it's pretty close to the competition, which is why I recommend all my athletes get used to meditating, make it a conscious habit, include it in your day. It doesn't need to be extremely long. Honestly, I think 15 to 20 minutes is a good starting point, leading up to about a half an hour. I think that's where you're going to start seeing a lot of benefits. It allows you to really start settling down. A lot of people just do 5 minutes of meditation. Now, granted, I can't really speak for the validity of whether 5 minutes is actually effective enough. I don't think it is effective enough simply because effective, it's not, effective enough. That makes sense. as a time frame because you don't allow your body to really settle. A lot of people are going from very stressful environments, very stressful things throughout their day, and then jumping right into this, you know, calm, you know, no moving, just sit down and meditate. And it's very hard to transition from that, which is why usually meditations that are actually 30 minutes long start with a, you know, a starting period of breathing and just kind of getting control of your breath and slowing the body down and slowing the mind down and getting the body to kind of get into the state of relaxed, in a more relaxed state. And that requires a little bit of time, especially if you're not used to this, it's going to take longer. The problem is that a lot of people grow really impatient at the beginning. One of the apps that I actually noticed that mentioned this to me that was really interesting, that kind of caught my attention. That's really the reason why I jumped into using this specific app, was because I took the free trial, which I think everyone should do. Take a free trial of a couple of apps, see which one works for you. One of the reasons I like this app is simply because I like the voice. I really dialed in on the guy's voice and I was just like, oh, it's good. It works well for me. I can tolerate it to some degree and I feel like it's great. You know, I think the app was really good. But what really caught my attention was their explanation of what to expect and made it very relatable for me. That was one of the things that kicked, that really caught my attention. The app in question is Headspace. And what the app was talking about was they had referenced kind of having a horse, allowing like a wild horse to kind of roam free. You know, it's very hard to kind of tame a horse, you know, just by restricting it as much as you can and not letting it just kind of like figure itself out. The thing is that that's what our brain does. Our brain allows it. Our brain is very much like a wild horse, you know, especially if you're an untrained mind, and you're untrained in the area of meditation. If you don't have a lot of experience, your brain and your thoughts are like a wild horse. They're just kind of rampant. They're going all over the place, venturing to areas. And then next thing you know, your anxiety levels have actually spiked because, you know, you're trying not to think of things, which makes you think of things. And they explain it as you should allow your brain to think things at the beginning. And it's about restricting the amount of space that that wild horse, quote unquote, has to move around. And in essence, the amount of time you're going to allow your brain to kind of go wandering around. So they kind of walk you through like a progressive step of, I think it's like 10-step process to slowly get you into meditations. They do have shorter meditations that are like 3, 4, 5 minutes, some are 15 minutes, some are 20 minutes and longer. I think it's very practical for people that are getting into it because it kind of walks you through it. The meditations aren't 45 minutes long or an hour long, so you don't feel like you're committing like a huge chunk of your day to this. But I do think it's incredibly useful for you, especially if you're looking at trying to maintain, you know, composure during sports. It allows you to really focus your thoughts. It teaches you tricks on how to focus your thoughts on more positive things. How to get out of this kind of downward spiral that your brain can go in leading up to competitions. They also have a really good approach on sleep. I feel like this is like I feel like I'm promoting the app. I am kind of, they're not paying me for this, but I feel like I should be promoting the app. Anyway, I should be getting paid for them. I'll send them a message. I think, you know, the sleep is also really important. As I spoke about before, sleep is a huge chunk of recovery. And if you're not sleeping well because your thoughts are all over the place and you can't calm down the mind before you sleep, A, you might not be sleeping enough because you might take longer to go to sleep, but B, your thoughts going into sleep might stop you from getting the right amount of like deep sleep and, you know, REM sleep that you're going to need to fully recover. And having a good meditation system kind of set up, or having a good habit of meditating before bed, is also really important too. I would even recommend, if you're struggling to sleep, go start with sleep meditation. It's going to help you kind of, you know, clear your mind right before bed. And if you are looking at trying to control thoughts and stuff like that and ability to focus and perform, they do have these different sections. It's not saying that other apps don't work. I think there's one that's called Wave or something like that. Calm. I think that's one. Calm is another one. I'll post the links in the description down below, but I think that the reason I like these apps is simply because of the structure that goes into them. I know a lot of people say like, well, there's free apps online, or there's free video clips online, or there's free meditations on like Spotify. I mean, Spotify is a paid service, but you know, there is free stuff that you can find online quite easily, quite free meditations that are online. It's very easy to find. However, I think that the structure of meditations is really important too. I think being able to structure the meditation is amazing for you. It's something that I've been doing for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. Yeah. So I do it as a sleep aid. Not because I struggle to sleep, just because I try to be as productive as I can throughout my day. So sleep for me is really important. Like I need to make sure I get that in. And usually you fall, when you need to sleep, you fall into that cycle of, you know, oh, okay, if I sleep right now, I'm going to get 7.5 hours of sleep. And then 30 minutes goes by. If I fall asleep right now, I'll get 7 hours of sleep. So to stop my mind from going into that kind of area, I try my best to focus on meditating and getting my mind right for sleep. And that's one of the ways I do that, which is why I think meditation is such a valuable asset, especially if you're an athlete, especially if you're training. Getting your sleep in is super important. So that's why I recommend meditating. You could definitely try one of the apps. Again, try the free versions before you do anything else. I don't have a referral code. I even tried asking Headspace if they have a referral code, and they're like, we don't do that. I'm like, all right, sounds good. I think that, I mean, the last time I checked was like a year ago, but they said no. So they might have that now. I didn't check recently. If they do, I'll post in the description. If they don't, then it won't be there. I'll just make a note of it saying that there was no referral code. But I think that it's great to try, get like a 1 month trial. I think you get like a 1 month trial when you do it. And if you could find a sale, I'll try to find some codes. I'll throw some codes in there for Headspace. I really liked it. I thought the guy's voice was like great. I've heard people say the complete opposite. They hated their voices, so they went with another one. I think it was Calm. And they went there and loved the voices there. So sometimes that's why I'm saying try the free version so you can get an idea of which one you prefer the most and what works best for you, and go with that app. If you have any questions about meditation, please feel free to write it down below. There is a ton of research coming up about the effects on the different areas of your nervous system, sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system. I'm not going to go too into the details yet. I think that is probably better for another episode, but there is going to be a transition in these podcasts. I'm going to be going towards more research-based information. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be spending a little bit more time researching topics, getting the information, structuring it better, and presenting it like that. So that way, if you want to check it out, it's going to be more like relatable to the everyday person plus athletes. Tactical approaches that you can take, and the reasons why we do them, the reason why they work. At the same time, I'm going to be, you know, COVID's kind of like dying off, per se. So things are starting to open up, travel's starting to open up. But I'm going to start getting more, you know, interviews going and one-on-one discussions going. I'm going to start sliding those in the next year. I think that's really where this podcast is going to be going, is heading into more research-based stuff, getting some more of the nitty-gritty research out there, and then kind of simplifying it, making it digestible for anyone who's listening or anyone who wants to know about those topics. Again, staying away from YouTube on it. I think it's just it occupies a lot of time, even just the setup and the posting of it. But the results I was getting was just not there, and it was actually affecting my metrics on all my other videos. So the algorithm really doesn't favor low performing video clips. So maybe someday down in the future, who knows? But at the moment, it's just going to remain as a podcast. So for those of you out there listening, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you guys still being around. If you guys have any questions, please let me know. You know how to get in touch with me. You can look me up on Instagram, Bobak Owen, BABAKOWEN. And also, if you are a lady and you would like to work out and you would like to join online group sessions and group workouts, I've got a great online workout that you can sign up for. It's basically just a group class. It happens right now. It's every Wednesday and Saturday morning. But I would check the schedule. I'm going to put a link in the description down below so you can kind of sign up for that. So far, the feedback has been very positive. A lot of the girls that are doing it love it. The reason why I'm using, because I think a lot of you might be asking that, why women? Why only women? You know, it's no mystery that women like group classes because there's just like that pure aspect. They like having like other women there. It makes them feel like they're more like, it's more like that environment that they like, which is great, which is what I would like to promote because I think that's really helpful. I think the regular gym scene sometimes get a little bit rambunctious and it gets a little intimidating. So this is a great way for you to learn that. Secondly, I think what women deal with a lot is a lot of mechanical issues that come with, you know, just genetics of having, you know, the hips in a different position than guys do, having being predisposed to more injuries that kind of get neglected because we kind of put guys and girls in the same group and just start training them the exact same way. There is a similarity between guys and girls and they should all be doing the same exercises, but there's a little bit more attention that should be going into certain things and kind of, you know, some of the injuries, especially the knee and the foot, because I'm going to be honest with you, most of the shoes that women wear are like abysmal at best, but because fashion is kind of directing it there, it's really hard for them not to, you know, kind of go with that flow. But this is a great place for you to kind of like work on some of those issues, strengthen the feet, get rid of foot pain, you know, things like that, because I make you do exercises that are going to help with that. And I focus on those things. So it's a great environment. The ladies so far love it, which is great, which is what I'm happy about. So if you'd like to sign up, the link is going to be in the description as well. And you can also check out on our website, it's in their classes and courses at owenperformance.com. You can check it out there if you would like to as well. And again, thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around. And if you have any questions, you know how to reach me. Until that next time, guys, keep building that foundation. Have a great day.